Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
In the decade of the 2020s, even the great cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul were not spared the woes of contemporary life. And at times of fear and confusion, the job of entertaining the public was the responsibility of MyTalk 107.1, a great metropolitan radio station whose reputation for laughter and giving back to the community had become a symbol of hope for the Twin Cities.
MyTalk 107.1 presents Jason Matheson, Alexis Thompson, Holly Roberts. Jason and Alexis in the morning with Holly Roberts.
Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on your favorite device. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to go work for Dairy Queen, Hot Eats Cool Treats, it's Alexis Thompson.
I'll treat you right, oh yeah.
Sure do.
Good morning. Fluffy.
Good morning, bunny.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, can we all go swimming in the butterscotch dip cone cover?
Yes.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'm going for some chocolate.
Or maybe some gravy.
A gravy dip cone.
Gravy there?
They do now.
Yeah.
Well, is that part of the chicken tendies?
Hot Eats.
That's part of the Hot Eats. I've never had gravy from Dairy Queen.
Oh, my gosh.
What? I haven't been living, I guess.
Their chicken tendies and gravy meal.
What?
Though delicious, has like 8 million calories, but who cares? We're not going to talk about that.
Whoa, yeah. I did not know they had gravy.
They sure do.
Wow.
Good morning to all of you. It's Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Cuddly Kitten Day. Welcome to National Chia Day. Welcome to Chip and Dip Day. Welcome to Melba Toast Day. I love some Melba Toast. Welcome to National Puppy Day. Welcome to Tamale Day. Welcome to Near Miss Day. They're talking about an asteroid there. Welcome to OK Day. Welcome to Ravenclaw Pride Day. Welcome
wow.
to, yeah.
There's uh-huh. been multiple days of Harry Potter House.
Yeah, I think this whole week. Yeah.
Pride. Well, okay.
Welcome to the start of Ramadan. Welcome to World Meteorological Day. And welcome to Gumby.
I'm Gumby, damn it!
Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.
Cheers.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, every day, Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
We had Gryffindor, Slytherin. Mm-hmm. Mm. I need this morning.
I feel like...
Mm. I feel like I'm Alexis. And I'm raising a child.
well, you birthed one yesterday.
Oh, my God.
What? Congratulations.
Thank you. I kept it a secret.
Delicious
Colin
child.
And I, yeah, Colin and I kept it a secret. But surprise, we're going to be parents. No, kidding. No, I am not. I'm not fooling you. I'm just going to tell you. I'm at about, the gas is about at 60%. If I make it, to the 8 o'clock hour, it'll be a good thing. If I fall asleep during Second Chance Romance today, just continue without me and wake me up at the end.
It's not your fault.
It's not my fault. No, it is one of those days, we call them relatables around here that, you can understand where you have five or six little things and they are all scheduled on the same day.
Oh, now, yeah, you were immersive somewhere, weren't you?
Yeah. Now, realistically, I had for other than the shows, which do take up an inordinate amount of time, most of the entire morning, I had a long meeting after the talk show, and then I had to go right home. I had to go to the grocery store because, as I mentioned yesterday, our buddy Stephanie Hansen from My Talk's Weekly Dish, Saturdays at 9 to 11, and then she's also on my talk show as a regular. She's our foodie queen. Stephanie makes a legendary coconut cake in her circle. Like, people love her coconut cake, and it's a take on Ina Garten's coconut cake.
Oh, yeah.
And so she thought it would be a good segment idea, and she's right. She's like, we should do a coconut cake off, because Lord knows, if you've listened to this show, you know that in the entire month of January, I was obsessed with the Hawakalani cake that I got in Hawaii, and I tried to replicate it several times. Anyway, so I said, sure, let's do it. And again, I learned this lesson with Alexis about 2 years into our show. Hashtag always ask more questions. I always, before saying yes to things, always ask more questions. I should have looked at my calendar a little deeper before I agreed to do it this week, because the day that I had to make this cake is a day that I had various other activities going on. So I did not get to bed until 11:30 last night.
Oh, whoa. Oh, Jason.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Now,
did the buttercream come out okay?
Well, remember, it's not buttercream. Homemade whipped cream.
Oh, right. That.
Everything on that damn thing is homemade. Like, I could have cheated, but since this was a contest, I'm like, I'm not going to cheat today. So you can see the finished product. I have a picture of it, or a video of it, on my Instagram, on my stories. But I finished it. I put the last flake of coconut on that cake at about 11. And by the time I fell asleep, but
it's fresh.
It's fresh, girl. It's in my car right now because it's cool. Ooh. You know, it's cool outside. So got to keep that whipped cream keep it stable. That's the only bad thing with whipped cream icing. You got to keep that whipped cream stabilized.
Yeah.
And I ordered this thing. Now, this is what's weird. Not weird, but so I Googled, you know, I got into a YouTube vortex right when I came back in January of how to make this damn cake. And I watched all of these YouTube tutorials about making cake. Oh my God, I must have spent collectively 3 hours watching these cake tutorials. And one of the women that I've one of the women chefs that I've enjoyed, she gets this product from Sweden, Lex and Holly, freaking Sweden, and it is a whipped cream stabilizer, and it's like a pouch. It comes in like, it looks like a Kool-Aid pouch, and I can't remember the name of it, but it's a weird Swedish name. I don't know.
Okay.
And you put it in the whipped cream, and it keeps the whipped cream it keeps it stable and firm. Because, you know, whipped cream, it freaking, you know, it just kind of melts eventually. So I added that. Anyway, so it's done. I'm happy with it. I think I taste every part of it. I think it's going to be good.
Nice.
It looks beautiful, Jason.
Thank you. Yeah, this is probably one of the prettier ones that I've done. And, oh, God, I'm tired, though. This is a malt. That cake takes quite literally all day. The different steps, you got to make the pastry cream that then has to be refrigerated for like 5, 6, 7 hours, and then, you know,
you got to add that stabilizer. Is that an expensive thing, or is it just a thing?
No, it's not expensive. I got it off Amazon. Let me think.
I've never heard of that before.
Is it Whip It, Dr. Oetker?
I think it's Whip. Yes, it's Whip It. I thought it had a weird Swedish. Dr. Oetker is the name I was thinking of, but yes, it's called Whip It.
Okay.
You can get it at World Market sometimes.
Oh, nice.
But yeah, it is a stabilizer so that if you do, it adds stiffness to the whipped cream. So, you know, as you're,
I just haven't heard of it before.
I didn't either, Lex, until I was watching these. How did we do anything without YouTube? Can I just ask?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
Do you guys remember reading maps and going to...
What are those?
The little legend and how much an inch equals in mileage.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Your atlas that you kept in the backseat of the car.
Oh, yeah. And our Encyclopedia Britannicas. Remember that?
Yeah. But seriously, like, Lex, let me ask you, in your crafting world,
yeah,
I mean, you're so good. By the way, look at Lex's new family of baby Yodas on her socials. You're so...
Oh, my gosh.
I almost cussed.
Oh.
You're so talented. Oh, anyway.
After last night's episode of The Mandalorian,
I know.
I'm just dying of cute aggression.
But do you, in your crafting world...
Yes.
Do you sometimes jump on the YouTube if you don't know how to do a certain thing?
Oh, all the time.
Thing, do you?
You know, my grandma Marilis taught me to knit when I was in college, but I learned to crochet from YouTubers.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there are full crafts that I've learned because of that. Lots of resin tutorials, things like that. Oh, yeah. Well, before, you'd have to buy a book and...
Holly, you're good at everything, but do you jump on the YouTubes to... Learn something, you know what I mean? Like, maybe not cake or making a Grogu, but...
Oh, yeah, gosh, all the time. Even back in the day, in a former life, one of my jobs was property manager. And so it'd be like, okay, let's figure out how to fix this. We can do this.
Yeah. I had
DIY
that little
stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Fixing stuff.
I had that weird little life revelation yesterday. I'm like, how did we do this? How did we do anything without... Because you can put in anything in YouTube, and there's some guy in Utah has done a video showing you how to do
it. Exactly. Oh, gosh. On my wedding day, you guys, the air conditioner was on the fritz where I was staying. And poor Chip was miserable, my husband, and I'm like, I gotta fix this. So I found a YouTube video, found the air conditioner. Some guy in Australia is like an expert on these specific air conditioners.
Stay right there. Holly, I can't believe you said that. Because when we come back, I gotta tell you, your husband and my husband have something in common.
Oh.
Plus, peanut butter, a solid or a liquid? Alexis investigates. And then you heard Alexis mention something immersive. I'll give you the dish of the new event here in the Twin Cities that you have to take your family to.
I can't wait to check it out.
Oh,
just wasn't a good night.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Well, yeah. For you too, it sounds like.
Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, it's Jace for Nutrisource, the official dog food of our boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. As our boys get older, Dex is getting ready to be 10, my boxer. I am so grateful that he has had a foundation of good health thanks to Nutrisource. He has never had any other food but Nutrisource. And that foundation of good health is really helping him live a long, long life. And that's one of the great things about Nutrisource. It grows with your dog. At first, you can use their puppy formula. Then, well, he's a large breed, so I have the large breed. Grain inclusive, grain free, and more. Or go to their Pure Vita line. Limited ingredients, the best ingredients. You have your picky eater? Get Kombucha, the dog food topper. Find a retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com and join the family. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Everything Wayne's World.
No way.
Way.
Yeah.
I'm Jace with Lex and Holly.
Yeah.
So, right before we went to break, Holly, you were talking about, well, set us up again. What did Chip do? What happened on your honeymoon?
Well, this wasn't on a honeymoon. This was my wedding. This was my wedding day. It was hot as outside, and our air conditioning in our room wasn't working appropriately.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And so, Jason, you were talking about the fact that you have YouTubed how to bake cakes.
Yeah.
Alexis talks about how she has YouTubed how to knit.
Yes.
Well, I YouTubed how to fix an air conditioner on my wedding day, found this video tutorial of a guy in Australia on how to fix it. And how to do all the coating for the air conditioner to try to turn it on. Because bless Chip's heart, he didn't sleep well the night before because he was too hot. I'm not as temperature sensitive as he is. Uh-huh. And I was like, I got to do something about this.
Yeah.
It is our wedding day. Yep. And it is hot as outside.
You got wifey skills.
Yeah.
You got to show him, you know, what he's getting into. You know, you got to be like, look what I can do, dude. Okay. You lucky man.
Lex, not what he's getting into, what he's getting.
Okay.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Well, eventually between me...
I can fix things, okay?
Well, and I was concerned because I couldn't get a hold of anybody to come and fix it because it was on a weekend and people were like, well, I'm busy and blah. Eventually, between myself and the maintenance person who eventually came, we fixed it and we resolved it and all was good. But it was like, I got to MacGyver this.
Yeah.
I got to figure this out. We need some cool air on this human being who's going to be wearing a hot suit.
Yeah. And you did it.
I did it.
It's amazing.
I should have said my husband has something in common with you. My apologies, because this is also a traveling. This is a traveling tip mixed into a, hey, we're like Holly. So there we go. Colin and I both sleep hot. I'm like Chip. I'm very temperature sensitive. And Colin, every time we go, especially at a Disney resort, you know, the hotel puts a cap on how cool you can make the room.
Mm, yes.
If you ever go to a thermostat, if you ever mess around with a hotel room thermostat, you will notice that most hotels lock it at a certain temperature.
It's usually like 68.
Yes. Well, girl, it is Florida.
Florida. You got to buy a box fan while you were there?
No. But it's Florida, and you have two big, hot homosexuals in that room.
Okay.
So, Colin...
Were you fanning each other naked?
No.
Oh, man, do that next time, okay?
Girl, you know I don't get naked. You know I know. I wear a turtleneck to bed. Are you kidding me?
Go down to the Publix and buy some frozen peas and put them on your...
That's right. Yeah. I lay on my... Brussels sprouts. I like what it does massage-wise to my back, Holly. Yeah.
A little
the massage properties. Yeah, a little deeper. But Colin... The first thing he does, we get in the room, because you know we have a routine. He plugs in his chargers, so they're ready to go when we come back into the room at night.
Mm-hmm.
He puts his toiletry bag in the bathroom, and then he immediately jumps on the YouTube, looks at the brand thermostat, Googles how to unlock it, and every damn time he unlocks that thermostat... And we can turn it down to 6 to 3, 6 to 4, 65.
Wow. Yes.
Oh, yes.
I didn't realize you could do that.
Oh, there has never, Colin has never, now watch,
looked
I'm going to curse us. He does, yeah. He has never not been able to MacGyver a thermostat at a hotel.
Does that require some rewiring or a secret code or a knock?
There's something, it is a code. Colin. Anyway, no, I think
I know what I'm Lex, doing next trip.
No, but Lex, I'm not kidding. He has never not been able to do it.
Yeah,
every time there's a YouTube video that tells you how to trick the system.
Wow.
Yeah, air conditioners run on a lot of different codes. They're so high of learned, and
Holly
so
said.
You can go in and you can program and you push some buttons and you have some numbers and then you put in your calculations.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin clearly has figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Oh, every time, Lex, it's the like I said, third thing that he does: plugs in, mm-hmm. puts his toiletries, and then. He's changing the thermostat while I'm changing into my Disney gear and putting my mouse ears on. And then, boom, we're out the door. But
it's nice and cool when you get back.
Oh, we come back. There are icicles on our remote controls. I mean, it's glorious.
Nice.
Glorious.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, well, speaking of Disney, I went to the preview of the immersive Disney animation experience, kind of like that Van Gogh experience a couple, last year, the year before.
That was so good.
Well, if you like Disney, if you are a Disney fan, you have children, you like Disney music, oh, girl, this is, it's going to be cheesy, but it is very magical. Very, very magical. You can see, I shot some videos for y'all.
Meow.
It's on my gram, on the grams.
Yeah, I gotta check that out.
Yeah, go look at it. Lex, actually look at it right now, because you'll see what I mean. You really are immersed. The building is huge. The theater is huge. The walls, it looks like you're kind of like in a mini little airplane hangar. And the projection is all around you and even on the floor. And the floor is interactive. So as you're stepping, and if there's pixie dust on the floor, as you're stepping, the pixie dust moves.
Oh, fun.
So wow. It's interactive with you on the floor.
But the kids were going wild.
Oh, yeah. The kids are running around loving it. Loving it. And then, you know, there's different vignettes. It's 45 minutes, the actual show. Moana, Lion King starts it off. Oh, my God. When you're surrounded by the Serengeti, with the music and those giant, giant walls around you, and you really are immersed in the animation.
Hakuna Matata.
It's quite spectacular.
Oh my gosh! I can't wait to check this out. Bring my 3-year-old. She'd love it. Were there kids there, Jace?
There were.
Okay.
There were. I'll tell you a little bit more about it on the other side. Plus, peanut butter, liquid, solid, crunchy. Alexis will tell you. Meantime, like I said, if you want to see the videos for what I'm getting ready to talk about, follow us on social media. Lex in the Cities, Holly D. Roberts. You can see Lexis Grogu and my Disney stuff. We'll be right back.
Now, it's time for one of the dumbest answers in game show history.
Something people have more than two of on their body. Eddie.
Arms.
More than two arms you've got, have you, Eddie?
This has been the dumbest answers in game show history. Back to you, Jason.
Well, poor Eddie. Oh. He doesn't know better. He doesn't know any better. Welcome back, Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Thanks for being here, everybody. Just a few more details. We're up against a forced little commercial there about the immersive Disney experience in North Minneapolis. I'm sure you've seen the commercials are everywhere, and you're going to continue to see them everywhere. This is kind of what you think it is. You're in this giant kind of warehouse they've converted into this theater. Again, this is where that Van Gogh immersive experience was. And the animation is everywhere. I mean, on the floor, on these giant walls behind you, that's seamless. It's kind of like standing in the middle of a wraparound IMAX screen. That's actually kind of a good way to describe it if you've never been to one of these. Yeah. And Disney has put together like a 45-ish minute film, which is a mix of music and imagery from a variety of films. Encanto, Lion King, Pocahontas, Sleeping Beauty, Frozen, Moana, Little Mermaid. And on the floor, as you walk, the floor is interactive. So if you're stepping in water, it kind of ripples. So your kids will love that.
Wow. Do you get a wristband?
You get a magic band.
Oh, how cool.
So your magic bands light up. Coordinated to the music, kind of like it does in the parks with actual magic bands with the fireworks displays. So you get one of those. There's also, before you walk in, like a pre-show where your kids can learn how to draw Mickey Mouse and how to sketch Mickey Mouse or some photo op opportunities. I really enjoyed it. Now, but here's the asterisks. You have to love Disney music and you have to love Disney to feel the magic. I can imagine if you are not a Disney person and you're standing in that room for 40 minutes, It's probably like, okay, I'm done.
What are we doing?
I'm done. Yeah. It'd probably be cool for like 10 minutes, but if you're not a Disney fan, I'm sure it would be like, okay. Now that brings me to my second asterisk, and that is there are several benches in that theater. Grab one of those benches. There aren't a lot of them because you're standing for the entire 45 minutes, which isn't long, but Colin and I regretted not grabbing one of the benches. So grab one of those.
Are you traveling as a group?
You're all in there together. There's a big, you know, like 50, 60, 70. It's almost like a movie theater showing. There's like a 5 o'clock and a 5:45. And yeah, so you all go in together and you're walking around because it's like a big airport hangar, kind of. Not that big, but a giant, giant room. And it's awesome.
I can't wait to see this.
I checked all the boxes. You know, I love Disney. I love Disney music. So it was quite magical for me. And Colin liked it as well. So get your tickets. I enjoyed it. I think you will, too. You check those boxes. So, yeah, I think you'll like it, Lex. Zen will be like, oh, what is this? Because it's basically like stepping into a, like your cartoons are all around. So
yes.
Kids will completely dig it. So, cool. Again, it's called Immersion Disney Animation. Immersive.
Put a link Disney on our show page too at mytalk1071.com.
Peanut butter, liquid, or a salad.
Guys, this is a travel tip. If you like the peanut butter, and maybe that's your snack, you know, when you get on the airplane or when you get to your Concorde or your gate or whatever. Concourse. Yeah. What's a Concorde?
That's an old school airplane that take you from London to New York in 3 hours.
That's right.
We aren't fancy like that anymore.
No. Peanut butter. If you want to take your peanut butter, it is considered by the TSA a liquid.
God, we're giving all sorts of travel tips today. I'm loving it. Oh. It's considered a liquid?
It is considered a liquid, so don't even think about bringing your jar of peanut butter, because they will take it away from you.
I object.
I second that objection, Holly Roberts.
Alexis, yep. I bring to the court Jif peanut butter, which does not have liquid in it. Now, you could make the argument, Alexis.
Natural.
Natural peanut butter. It's got that liquid in it. That's fair. But choosy moms choose Jif, and that stuff does not have liquid in it.
But to have to differentiate the TSA, they're probably just like, well, it's either all or nothing. But it is.
Come on.
It's really. We're on the same page here.
We are. We're all three objecting to this.
Even if it's oil, you know, just mixes in. Wow, there's a lot of, now that I'm thinking about it, there could be a lot of gray areas, but peanut butter shouldn't be one.
No.
So if you do go through, you either check it. Otherwise, it needs to be 3.4 ounces or less. Because now, peanut butter is a liquid if you're flying.
No, here's a good thing, though. Unlike perfume that you sometimes forget or expensive lotions, peanut butter is pretty inexpensive. So if you have to throw it away, you know what I mean? It's not that tragic, but still.
No, not my designer and pasta perfume. Don't throw away my Charlie.
That's like 4 ounces, right? It's just over the allotted size.
You know, luckily, if you are a peanut butter fan or a nut butter fan, there are individual packets available in many varieties and many brands. So you can work around this. Like you said, Alexis, you can do your little carry-on thing, which is less than 3.4 ounces. Mm-hmm. Or just 3 ounces. What is it?
3.4 ounces.
Okay.
Here's what the TSA said, at least that they're sharing on social media. Peanut butter. A liquid has no definite shape and takes a shape dictated by its container. And that's peanut butter.
Okay, but I would argue if you took peanut butter
and made a sculpture?
You can make a peanut butter sculpture.
Yep. Yeah, you could.
You're just going to dump it out at the TSA and make a statue. Here! Solid!
Have you two ever had?
And then people are saying, the responses, there's one that says, what happens if I use a whole jar of peanut butter on a sandwich and put it in a Ziploc bag? Someone says, if I freeze the peanut butter before my flight, can I bring it on board?
Oh, God. Have you two ever had that happen to you?
Stuff taken away?
Yeah, that you've forgotten something in your bag and then you have to throw it away. Really?
Oh, knives. I've had...
whatever. Just go
straight to the weaponry.
I believed her for about two milliseconds.
This is for real, Jace. I have a whole set of bamboo silverware with no knives because I forgot that they were all rubber band together. Okay. And I just threw them in my carry-on and didn't even think about, these are knives. So they took all the knives, but I got the forks and the spoons. It has a bamboo handle on it. My mom got them special. And then also,
I'm sorry.
I've had baby stuff, like the butt cream taken away.
Oh, no, not the Desitin.
And it was a special kind.
Girl, don't need for the baby. You know that. Don't even sit here and blame Zan. You know that butt cream was for you. You know that butt cream was for you. Don't you blame that baby. How dare you blame that baby? That butt cream was for you and your rash.
It's special.
This was the first flight with him. And we were just so excited to get through the whole security situation that we actually left the diaper bag on the conveyor belt on accident. And then finally, when we realized, oh my gosh, we went back, and because we weren't there, they had already taken my butt cream out. I'll just say it's mine.
Thank you.
And they confiscated it, so that was not a good situation. But yeah, you just forget you have stuff in there. Water bottles.
Never. How about good you? To have your... Well, I've never had butt cream confiscated. Yeah,
that was unfortunate.
You know what I had problems with? I'll keep this short because we're up against here, but we're running out of time. I had problems. I always buy, there's a candle that I always buy in fake Norway at Epcot. It's from a Swiss company, and I love the smell of it. The TSA always has a large problem with that damn candle. I always get double-checked.
Really?
I get pulled to the side. Yes. And I don't know if it's because it's a candle, but so I've stopped traveling with it. And I just order it now. I don't buy it. I just have it shipped to me. Because twice I have been stopped because of that dumb candle.
It's not liquid. Is it soy? What is it? Like, I wonder what it looks like when it's scanned.
Yeah, I don't know. Hmm. But anyway, another little travel tip there.
Yep. Right. So, beware.
Yeah, beware.
Peanut butter is a liquid. Yes,
that's
TSA.
Right. And Lex uses butt cream. Hey, everybody, register for Pick Your Prize on the MyTalk app. Each weekday now through March 31st, we're going to award four winners with $100 each. And they'll be entered to win the grand prize drawing. Pick Your Prize, a $10,000 value. See a full list of Pick Your Prize options at MyTalk. Register on the app or enter to win. How pleasant is this department store music, isn't it? Mm. Lovely. 1973. Details on our website. When we return, dear citizens of Earth, we're moving to Giselle's house, and Holly's going to show us the way next. Hi, everyone. It's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. New month! Well, not yet, but March has a whole bunch of great specials that you need to take advantage of because tick-a-taka, March is going to be over before you know it. The first one I'm going to tell you about is Hydrofacial Deluxe. You've heard me talk about Hydrofacials for years now. I get them on the regular, and if you're getting ready for maybe a family reunion, some family photos, and you want to look your best, or just a hot date with, as Alexis would say, your sweet honey, get a Hydrofacial Deluxe. It includes all the essentials from their signature Hydrofacial, but with special stuff, with boosters that amplify the results, and LED light therapy. This month only, $229. Take it from me. That is a huge value. So call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic right now and ask for your appointment for a Hydrofacial Deluxe. Make sure you say deluxe and tell them Jason sent you. See before and after photos at skinrejuvenationclinic.net. We're so glad that you are here. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, live on My Talk, everywhere on our app. If you missed a show, do not fret. You can download it later in podcast form. We're here when you want us to be.
Right, we got you on a cheap date. Take us anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Funerals, haircuts.
Yeah. We've been in MRIs before.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
as you're shopping at Target to get some butt cream, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever and wherever.
This is special. Alexis, you got to order
Holly
online.
And I will be there. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Are we, Holly, are we moving?
Yeah.
We're moving?
Let's go.
Should I call AAA now? Because, you know, you got to lock in those dates, as I say in the commercial. Should I call them now?
Yes, you should call them now, Jason, okay. Because we got a big move.
Okay.
We're going to Costa Rica.
We are?
And we're,
see! Yes.
And we're moving in with Gisele Bündchen.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. We're going.
Okay. Does she know?
No, but that's fine.
Vamanos!
Vamanos!
Okay.
To Costa Rica. Because there's a big... So Gisele finally spoke about her divorce, about her life. She's the cover star in the latest issue of Vanity Fair. She talks about, no, she's not sleeping with the jiu-jitsu guy, but she does fly in a bunch of jiu-jitsu instructors to hang out at her house because she has a training facility at her house.
Oh, that's why
she wouldn't even know we're there, guys.
Yeah, she wouldn't even know we're there.
No, please.
No, like, fine.
We're stealthy.
Look, Gisele, you know, she's talking about her emotions, her divorce from Tom Brady, what it's like to be a stepmom, la, 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 emotions.
All right. However, this house is stunning.
However, she lives in a gated compound in Costa Rica, complete with a pickleball court.
Whoa.
A yoga palapa.
I'm sorry, a what? A
place where you can do yoga, like a whole situation. And most importantly, for this show, an entire chicken habitat where the family gets its eggs and recycles its scraps. And this overlooks a pool and then endless ocean views beyond that pool.
Lex, did you hear that? A chicken sanctuary.
Fresh eggs. Honey fresh chickens eggs. She's got.
Yeah. Enough to require a habitat.
When you're using habitat, you're right.
Yeah. That's a lot of chickens.
Not even a pen. It's not like, you know, she has like one or two.
Habitat.
She has a habitat.
Has a whole community. A fire department.
Yeah.
It's got a mall.
Mm-hmm.
Well. Who's going to book the... Well, I'll book the... I want some miles, so I'll book the flights for us. You guys can just Venmo me later.
I've always wanted to go to Costa Rica. It's absolutely beautiful there, and especially in a gated community like this where, she has a whole compound. That's amazing. She also calls herself a nature whisperer. I guess for this article, she the entire time was nursing an injured robin.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the robin showed up on one of the pieces of her patio furniture. And then she tries to nurse it back to health, and then she gives it to her house manager to take it to the local vet.
What is she? Is she a Disney princess? She's healing animals?
She is.
Yeah, she actually calls herself a witch.
Yeah, she's doing it with a hunk of amethyst and white selenite.
Okay.
To clear energy, she's got decks of oracle cards and... she's inspired by Buddhist's goddess of mercy and compassion.
Yeah, she did say to Vanity Fair, if you want to call me a witch because I love astrology, I love crystals, I pray, I believe in the power of nature, then go ahead.
I think it's ridiculous.
She said, go ahead, Tan Mom.
I'm a witch.
She did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a high fashion witch.
Yes. She's a good one, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's a Glinda. Good.
Yeah.
She's a Glinda witch.
Yeah, she's a Glinda in a thong bikini.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is so stupid.
In Costa Rica.
Sorry, Costa Rica.
Michael, come on. Look about the things you did. I think he would probably qualify himself as a high fashion witch, too.
Flossie Dickie, do you consider yourself a high class witch?
Not one bit. Okay,
she's tired, Jace.
She's tired.
I am tired.
I know. We are too, Flossie. Are you kidding me? We're exhausted, Flossie. I don't even know how I'm doing this.
Ooh, I know. How are you doing this right now?
I don't know. I am slowly drifting.
Two more
all
hours.
Because of you, Hanson, yeah. So Katy Perry's trending as well. Did you guys see this?
So what's going on, Jace?
Okay, so I don't watch American Idol.
I saw the headline, but...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I haven't watched American Idol for years, but... She made a comment. She made a joke to this contestant. She's 25 years old. She has three kids. And Katie made this overly dramatic, like when she said she was 25 and she's a mom, like Katie got up off the chair with like her mouth agape and made a comment, made a joke. So I'm going to play the clip and then you're going to hear the TikTok response from the contestant named Sarah Beth. Take a listen.
And I'm from California.
You cannot be 25.
I have three kids, so that's like...
Get away from here. Okay, Katie?
Nope. If Katie lays on the table, I think I'm going to pass out.
Honey, you've been laying on the table too much.
You know.
You know. That wasn't super kind to have that on TV, and it was hurtful. I think that women supporting and uplifting other women is so cool. And I think that mom shaming is super lame. And I think that it's hard enough to be a mom, and it's hard enough to be a woman. Keep loving your babies. Nobody deserves to feel crappy about that.
So are people being overly sensitive, or was it an out of bounds joke for Katie to make the joke? Well, you know, because the contestant, if you didn't hear her properly, said, if Katie leaves, I'm going to lay on the table. And then Katy Perry said, you've been laying on the table too much.
Was there an instant reaction or did, man, because is there a video that went with what you just played, Jace?
Yeah.
Did Katie, I guess maybe the editing just clipped all of it out, but did she say anything afterward?
No, man, they moved right along.
This is, I don't think the intention was bad.
I don't think the intention was bad. I can't believe I'm saying this. I was ready to come on here and say, oh, you know, I don't like the overly sensitive nature of the era we're living in.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, my heart, I think the joke was a little crass to a 25-year-old.
Yeah, I can see. I'm watching the clip of this contestant, and the producers on American Idol are definitely framing her and contextualizing her as a mother of three, mm-hmm. as the forefront of like who she is. And so I can see where you're just like, oh, okay. I don't know. I can see how this woman, Sarah Beth, would receive that in this way, where it was just like, yeah, where it's like, yeah, okay, Katy Perry, if you couldn't read the energy of this person, that they would not receive a crass joke like that in a way that you intended.
And it's a failed joke.
Yeah.
And you're, it's, you know, a joke at the expense of kids and moms. Always kind of, ooh, that gets to me. Now, look.
Yeah, this might be a joke that you tell your girlfriends, you know what I mean? Or, like, to, you know, say, oh, well, you know, that type of thing. But definitely not a stranger, especially someone in that position trying to get on the show.
Yep.
I wonder what was the rationale for keeping that in, the editors.
I don't know. Judge for yourself, my talkers. We're going to take a break. When we come back, a wedding photog is telling you the one thing you should never do at a wedding, and she should know. She's seen enough of them. Find out what it is when we come back.